ever tried to buy tickets to a big concert, but they sold out in like 5 minutes after they went on sale? It's more common than it used to be. And if you still want to go, you end up having to shell out about $1 billion over face value to sites like StubHub. I'm a big music guy. I like a little bit of everything. That's one of the reasons I got into this business. So what I'm going to do is give you a peek behind the curtain, kind of like the Wizard of Oz. But here's the perfect example. Justin Bieber, which is like the hottest concert going right now, was at an arena in Nashville in January. There were just under 14,000 seats available, but there were only 1,000 tickets left when Ticketmaster started selling them on May 23rd of last year. So what happened to the other 13,000 tickets? Well, here's what happens. One, credit card presale. For a lot of concerts, companies like American Express reserve a certain number of tickets and then presell them to just their members before they go on sale. Which is okay, but about half of those tickets end up in the hands of brokers who resell them for twice the price that was paid. Something else that's come to play, fan clubs. A lot of bands allocate a certain number of tickets for fan club members, but not all of them are actually fans. A lot of scalpers join fan clubs multiple times and use several different credit cards to buy as many tickets as they can. This is where it starts to get a little dicey. Some bands actually scalp their own tickets. This is a serious thing. They just put something in their tour rider that says a certain number of tickets have to be set aside. And then they resell those tickets on sites like StubHub. And it's actually way more common than you think. Katy Perry was criticized for doing this after TheSmokingGun.com got its hands on her tour rider back in 2011. And the one that frustrates a lot of people are what are called scalper bots, which are computer programs designed to flood a particular site with ticket requests as fast as possible. Meaning scalpers don't go through the same process you do every time they try to buy tickets. They just let the computer program place each order, which is obviously a lot faster than you can type. Now, most ticket sites have safeguards to stop that, like when you have to type in a specific word at the bottom of the page before it accepts your payment. But scalpers get past that by hiring real people in places like the Philippines who manually type in whatever they need to so they can buy more tickets, making it cost even more than you can afford. And finally, they inflate the service fees. It used to be no matter how good the tickets were, you paid the same service fee as the guy in the back row. But a while back, Ticketmaster realized if you're willing to buy expensive tickets, you're probably willing to pay a higher service fee too. So they upped the premiums for seats, meaning good tickets are even more expensive now. But Ticketmaster doesn't necessarily get that money. Big bands sometimes negotiate into their contracts that they get a percentage of the service fee. Then they save face by offering tickets at reasonable prices. And when people complain about the crazy service fees, they blame Ticketmaster. So as the spring and summer concert series starts to crank up, now you know why you're going to have to go to the bank for a loan the next time you want to see your favorite band. With a peek behind the curtain and a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.